We believe technology is at its very best when it's invisible.
We use their technology to strengthen our planet.
But in their sacrifice, we found the technology to build a stronger and safer Earth. Because our survival is only possible when we stand together.
A lot of these technologies consume a fair amount of power.
One of the biggest breakthroughs is its next generation wireless technology.
It's a technology used by high-end DSLRs. It's the best way to do fast autofocus. And they can focus almost twice as fast as the previous generation.
Unbelievable technologies.
Geek Alert. More talk tech next.
Now my topic for discussion today will be on the mobile app that is still in the testing mode, and the Nigeria Police Force has actually come out and said that they are working on a mobile app. They actually said an app, so we don't know if it's a mobile app or a web app, but we know it's definitely going to be a mobile app. The Nigeria Police Force is working on a mobile app for anti-crime. Currently, it's going to be launched very soon, but currently it is in the testing phase. The app is not actually going to be used by police all of a sudden. It's going to be used by us, the consumers of this application. Do you think, in your opinion, that having a mobile app is a good way to better solve crime, or it's a way to contribute to solving crime, or it is not going to do anything at all? My name still remains Femi Greatheart. Welcome back to the studio. My name is Femi Greatheart, and we are talking tech. Now, the topic of discussion is that the Nigerian Police Force is working on an application, a mobile app or a web app, as the case may be, that you can now download on your phone to be able to report crimes such as kidnapping, such as robbery, cultism, rape, and not forgetting domestic violence. So it's going to circulate around kidnapping, robbery, cultism, rape, and domestic violence. The app is called the Police VGS app. Police-VGS app. It's not the first time Nigeria Police has embarked on having an application. The Lagos State Police Command launched an application called Smart Police App, which was supposed to solve a lot of problems within the interlands of Lagos. But it faced a lot of problems on the Play Store. A lot of people were complaining. You can go on Play Store, you're going to see the tons of complaints on that particular app. And until date, we don't know if the app is still existing. Then in 2017, the Nigerian Police Force yet again launched another application called OkEye. OkEye is a mobile app that will allow users report crimes anonymously. But till date, we did not know if that application came to the light of the day. Now, my question to you is that this current app that is in the testing phase by the Nigerian Police, do you think it is going to actually solve crime, or is going to help in solving crime? What are your expectations? Let me hear your opinion as regards the app that is still in the testing phase. Remember, the app has not been launched yet. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. What is your name?
Vitri.
Okay, so Vitri, you heard the topic for today, right?
I do.
Okay, so Vitri, very, very fast, because we have a lot of callers. In your opinion, what do you think about the application that is supposed to fight crime that is being launched, that will be launched very soon by the Nigerian Police Force? What is your opinion?
It's good, it's nice, but what my problem is now is that same app that they about to launch, is it going to be like efficient, like, you know, to everybody? Yeah, a couple of apps they have released and things. Now we don't even know what happened to all those apps that they have released. But so my worry is it going to be efficient? You know,
okay.
Everybody, you know, people are not going to complain or people are not going to, you know.
But let me ask you very, very. I want us to be very fast. What are your expectations of that app? Like, if you have the app today, what do you think the app should do for you? Like, how do you want the interface to be? How do you want it to look like? How do you want it to respond to you? I just want to hear your own opinion about it.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. It's good. I think all I just want for me
is for it to be efficient, right? All you want is for the app to be efficient, right?
Hello.
I say all you want for the app is for the app to be efficient, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Turn down the volume of your listening device.
Okay.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Princess. I'm calling from Akure, Alagbaka.
Okay, your name is Princess calling from Alagbaka, right?
Yeah.
So, Princess, what is your opinion about this Android or this iOS application that will be launched by the Nigerian Police Force?
I just pray that it should work for the masses. And I pray they should put their best and make it real international, easy for people to get into, through into it. So that we won't be difficult when you're trying to log in, there won't be any disappointment, there won't be delay and all that. So this is a security app. I believe they should try their possible best and make it easier as it can be.
At least for the layman, should be able to understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So that people can make use of it and benefit. Not that when this thing is on, you will be logging and they will be copying off and all that and this. They should make it international and make it free for one. Let them have this security app and then it should be useful to all of us. I think that is my...
Okay. Thank you very much, Princess, for being a part of the show. The topic of discussion is the Nigerian police is set to launch an app that is that will fight crime in the areas of robbery, kidnapping, rape, cultism. And the one I love the most is domestic violence, because domestic violence was added to the lists. So what are your opinions?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name?
Please, Boluwatife from
Okay, Boluwatife from Akure.
Yes, sir.
Now, Boluwatife, what is your opinion as regards this app and what are your expectations? As regards the application, what is your opinion and what are you expecting from the app?
The app is good, sir, but I also ask question, sir.
Please, if you are not commenting on the app, you might have to take your questions to the Facebook group.
I also had a question about the app. Is it the app is like WhatsApp, Twitter?
Yes, it's going to be, according to, an app that you can download on your phone. Just like any regular app that you download on your phone.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for calling. Hello. Good evening, what is your name?
Good evening.
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name?
My name is David.
Okay, David. So, David...
From
Futa Northgate. So, David, what is your opinion as regards this app, this Nigerian police app?
My opinion is that if the app is going to work, it should be less hard. You know, some applications, the application might be good, but...
The ads.
So if they are going to make this ad and this application, the ads on the application should be minimal, not much advertisement, and that will be hanging or slowing down the application.
My
own opinion.
Oh, thank you so much for your contribution.
All right, thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
How are you?
I am doing great. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I want to comment on behalf.
Okay, so what is your contribution?
I'm Sonny. I'm calling from Akure.
Okay, Sonny. Welcome to the show.
Okay. About the app, the question in Nigeria is not about policy
or
projection.
Okay.
It is about how we implement it.
Okay.
The question about the app is, when I read about it, is something that is commended the good idea and the need to the policing of Nigeria. But the question is, when you make that emergency, you get a well or operational vehicle to attend to you.
Okay.
Are they going to make sure that people don't use against each other by raising false alarms?
So
to declare the policy for raising false alarms or using it against individuals. The policy is good, the policy is good to run other mechanisms that will see to it that the app works effectively and all emergency calls are attended to within the time they define in terms of response time in the app. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Now, Sami is actually saying that it's not just about it's not about just implementation. It's about putting some other factors in place, because he said, and I mentioned, and I quote, he said, "What is the guarantee that when you make a request from the app, they would have petrol in their vehicles to move? And how are we sure that no one is impersonating another person using the particular app?" So I think that is your opinion. Hello. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Dami, calling from Akure.
Okay, Dami calling from Akure. So Dami, what is your opinion as regards that app?
Well, according to just to bash what you said.
Okay.
It's all right, the app is good, but what I want is we don't really actually need that app for anything now. Don't need the public to die 911.
Oh, we don't need the app right now. Okay,
there
should be full team on ground, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you so much for calling. I think I get your point. I believe this particular app should be able to address issues of responsiveness and is going to have an interactive platform, because in Nigeria, we don't only have the elites, we also have those that are not educated. So when they pick up this application, how friendly is the interface? Is it going to have Yoruba? Is it going to have Hausa? Is it going to have Igbo? Is it going to have a whole lot of languages? Let's just say into a tune of 100 to 150 languages. Now that is one question coming from me. Then another question is this: is it going to have a GPS enabled? That means when somebody raises a false alarm on the app, should it send the person's exact location so we'll know it's not a threat to the police officers? Because we know that it might get to a time that even the bad guys will want to use this app against the police officers. So my own opinion, my own thoughts, my own thinking is that it should have a GPS enabled, and if you don't have your location turned on, the app should not work, just for the security of the policemen themselves. Then added from me is the issue of partnership with the broadband providers, I mean the internet service providers. Now, how is this app supposed to work? Is it supposed to connect on data? Now, when it's connecting on data, what is the guarantee that when you need it the most, there's going to be internet connection on your phone? So I'm going to stop my thoughts there. I've mentioned my own concerns. Are they going to be working hand in hand with Glo, with MTN, with Airtel, and with Nimobile to make internet better? Because I know that app is not going to be running on offline. It's going to be connected to the internet. So how cheap would be data for the common man? Are they going to partner with Glo, MTN, Airtel or Nine Mobile and say okay, for those using this app, let us have a plan for monthly plan on this app, pay 100 naira or pay 200 naira or pay 300 naira? And also, how reliable is the internet where you are at that particular point in time? Now I'm going to also look at the angle of privacy. Is the data of the individual being recorded by the police, or is it going to be anonymous? I think nobody is asking such questions. Hello.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I am doing fine. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Paul Fry.
Oh.
And I'm calling from Ghana.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. So, what are your opinions and your own expectations of this application?
To me, before my number entered,
okay,
people have spoken.
Okay.
What I'm seeing actually is that to me it will be a benefit or spec. The reason is that for English. But what I know is that if they can use it judiciously, I think that one will cool the minds of all this ugly situation in the country. Let us give them the chance and let them try it and let us see what is going to happen after time.
Okay.
So let us try.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your contribution. I love that. Quite balanced, giving the Nigerian Police Force, NPF, the opportunity and also having a open mindset that, oh, we always have this mindset that anything produced in Nigeria by Nigeria is fake, is whack, and is going to come to a close and is going to capsize or something like that. I need you guys to believe, just like my last caller, to believe in the Nigerian Police Force, at least maybe not for a long time, but give them the opportunity now to prove themselves and make this app wonderful. Now, my question I was asking just now is the anonymity of the caller, because we have so many cases that, for example, if one person is trying to report domestic violence, how private, how secured is that person's data? Is he going to say, oh, somebody is reporting somebody? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Mr. Edgar.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me on the show. So, what is your opinion as regards this?
On the issue of the app, me, I like the app too.
Okay.
But in the issue of the app, we are going to let them help us contact all those networks like Glo, MTN.
Okay.
So that even if they want to deduct money, they will deduct like 100 naira in a month. And they will use the app with GPS, that is location, in case of all those bad boys.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
Okay, 00222910455. Now, another angle that you guys are not looking at it from is that if this app is installed on your phone and your device is stolen, I believe with this and also working with the ISP, that's internet service providers, the Broadcom guys, the NCC, there should be a way, because of this application, I don't know if this application will be bonded to the device in such a way that if anybody steals your phone, it should record it and send it to the police. I don't know how they are going to implement that, and with that on board, I don't know how they are going to track the IMEI of that particular phone. Then maybe police can now openly help us to track phones when they are stolen. So it's a whole lot of possibilities for this particular application. I have 1,001 ideas to drop for the Nigerian Police Force. I'm going to see if I can get their mail and send in my own ideas of this particular app. And maybe not for this particular one they'll be releasing, but maybe for the upcoming updates, they can add Nigerians' opinion and Nigerians' experience and improve upon the previous version. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. I'm calling back.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling back.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling back. So, your opinion?
You said something about anonymity.
Yes.
Yes. What I want to say is, the popular or whatever the portal is, should be very, very much available to the police over there.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
there might be some, other people, you know, fraudsters and crime groups that are the crime guys over there that have been trying to manipulate the data and the police, they have to be able to the police also. So,
okay. Okay, thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you so much for calling. And now the show is Still Talk Tech, and my name is Femi Greater Heights. We have been dealing on the topic or the discussion that centers around Nigerian Police Force announced June 1st that is going to be launching an app very soon. They didn't call it a web app, they didn't call it a mobile app, they didn't tell us if it's going to be Android or for iPhone only, or for Android only, or it's going to be for both Android and iOS. They didn't tell us yet, but they said the app is in the testing phase, and the name of the app is called the Police VGS app. So this app is supposed to particularly and quickly for the police to be able to respond to situations such as kidnapping, such as robbery, cultism, cults, and domestic violence. So this particular application, a lot of guys are actually saying online that the Nigerian police force is doomed to fail because of the Nigerian terrain. But I stand in a position that I am always optimistic, and I know that this is going to work if we actually want it to work. If we're not going to politicize the process, if we're not going to hello,
it is Olubright that calls back.
Okay, Olubright, welcome back.
What I'm going to say, man, let's have a first round for this has to work well.
Okay,
to serve better.
Okay,
so we need to get him to cook this mirage.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, somebody dropped on the Facebook, my conversation on Facebook with someone, and the person said that will this app enable us to report SARS? That is when, in quotes, SARS are harassing you. Now, SARS has never harassed me, so I don't know how you feel. I don't know if they've actually legitimately harassed you before. I don't know how you feel, but I know somebody sent me a message and he was so angry and he was so furious that this app should have a place where we can also report police officers when they are not doing their jobs. So when SARS is manhandling you, it, in quotes, that becomes a person trying to rough handle you. That becomes the person that's trying to enforce the law becomes the suspect, becomes the culprit. So would the app allow us to report SARS? Because the person was so specific about SARS. I don't know about that. I don't know if the police force will allow the app to report the police force to the police force. I don't know how that's gonna work. So I don't know if there will be an app like an app that reports the police to the police. So now maybe there could be a feedback there could be a feedback form on the app that tells you your experience about that maybe you could submit a form, a complaint or a complaint form about somebody harassing you, a police officer trying to harass you, collect bribe from you. I don't know about this app. The Nigerian police force has not mentioned so much about the app. They just said the app is in the testing phase right now and it will be launched very soon. So maybe you guys can collectively bring your opinions together, put it in a mail, and we can now send to the Nigerian Police Force as our own contribution to from Talk Tech to the Nigerian Police Force trying to make some upgrades to their Police VGS app. That's how much I can take on the on the conversation segment today. I thank you guys, those that commented on the Facebook group, Louise, those that commented on the Facebook group, the names are endless. Please thank you so much for always being a part of Talk Tech. Remember, we are working on having a WordPress hackathon very soon. Two WordPress hackathons in our career. One WordPress hackathon in Ondo. We are still planning that. Then as well, kids coding. We'll be planning to teach kids how to code very, very soon. So these are some of the things that we want to do as a community, not just an online community or as a radio show. We want to go all out and extend value to why we are here on earth. Because when you answer the why of life, you can endure almost anyhow. So Chris, how's been your day?
Very well. How's been yours?
Fine, fine, fine. And I said I was going to ask you because I know you are more like a tech person, although
somehow
yeah, you love gadgets, which me, I would just say you are a tech enthusiast. So the police force is actually trying to, let me not say trying, it's still in the testing phase. Then they want to launch an application to fight crime. What is your opinion, or what do you think the app should do and should not do?
If I launch an application to fight crime,
it's going to fight, it's going to not really fight. The app won't be the one fighting the crime.
It's
going to
maybe give, notify them or
yeah,
something.
Speed. It's going to give speed to the police officers to respond to cases such as kidnapping, cultism, rape, domestic violence, and robbery.
First of all, before I even talk about what I think the app should have or not, question is the Nigerian climb and the Nigeria police as well, Nigerian crime and the Nigeria police as well, ready for such a thing? Are we actually really ready for such a thing? It's abroad, for instance, we know they have 911, and that works efficiently. Have we been able to work that such easy crime fighting or whatever fighting platform into our own system? It's easier that way to have a first call line.
Just call.
You know, it's easier that way. Have we been able to work around that one to go to this length of
people
complexity?
Downloading apps and all of that?
Yeah, are we ready for it actually? And for what the app should do and what the app should not do? First of all, they should not be able to.
Chris is going to say something else that will just turn the apps upside down. So what should the app not do, Chris?
They should not create it. That's what they should not.
They
do.
Should not. Chris, I have consciousness. So, Chris, no. When they launch the app, you will not download it.
I don't know, man. See, I'll download for curiosity's sake.
Okay.
Just to check out how it works. And because I would also like to be able to analyze and see if it's even working for, if it's good for us at all. So that if the conversation comes up, I can be able to back up my opinions. Because I know that I definitely have opinions with, you know, cogent points. So, yeah, that's why I'll download it. But I don't feel we are ready. In my own opinion, I don't feel Nigeria is ready. And the Nigeria police as well. Nigeria as a whole and the Nigeria police as well. I don't feel we are ready for an app like that. I don't feel so.
Okay, so that is Chris' opinion as regards the app. Chris said, in his own opinion, what the app should have
is they should not do it.
They should not do it. Okay, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for always giving me just an extra time on the show. Till I come away next week, remember, the future is now. The future came very, very early. The future is not 100 years time, it's not 50 years time. The future is now. So try as much as possible. If you're not talking technology, you are not talking at all. Use your devices. Do not allow your devices use you. Thank you so much for listening. My name still remains Femi Greater Heights.